Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, 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 ding, ding dong, dong, ding a ding a ding, ding a ding, ding dong, ring, ring, ring. I don't care what that goddamn fox has to say. I still am not going to do that. That fox can take whatever the hell it was going to say, and then it can put it just right back over there in the woods where it belongs, well, far and away from me. Hi, EW, how's it going?
What about the crazy frog?
The crazy frog, I like him. He's got some, like, spunky attitude thing that says, yo, diggity, we're going to have fun with this. And then I really especially liked how the videos all the time, I always thought the, like, lower portion of his body was always fuzzed out. It's like, thank goodness, because I didn't want to see that.
Right? That would be a little too much frog.
That was way too much frog to be able to be seeing on a video and, like, in TV, and especially back then. Oh, wait, no, that was only came out a few years ago. What the hell am I thinking about? There was another TV show that came out before MTV came out. It had a stupid frog running, walking down an aisle.
Are you sure that's not a Geico commercial?
No, we didn't have Geico back then.
Oh.
It was a precursor to MTV.
Well, I'll be.
Yeah, I remember the show very vividly. It was like the first time I saw a well-favorite song of mine, Ram Jam, Black Betty. Ooh, Black Betty, spam-a-lam, damn, now the rest of that song.
Yeah.
But there's an actual video for that.
Right, I remember.
The funniest thing about that band is they have one album, then they have a best-of album.
That's right.
It's like, what? Wait, it's just the same album again. I was like, okay. I didn't buy that album. I only bought the first album because I liked that album.
What they do is you buy the next album and it plays in random order all the time?
I have no idea if that is the case or not, because as I said, I did not pick up that second album. Because I don't think vinyl works like that.
Darn.
Unless it's possessed evil vinyl. And possessed evil vinyl, that's good for chopping people's heads off. Go, wing!
Right. Well, I've heard a lot of those in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. I saw most of those movies. They were not necessarily all good ones.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, some of them were, but not all of them. Some of them was just downright bad. Speaking of which, this is the first new show of the year for After Odd.
Yes, so, it is.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new year, 2K14. You know what we're going to do this year? We're going to do it bigger, better, badder, faster, more powerful than ever before. We are going to have more fun, and I demand that it be that way. Demand it, damn it.
More pain pills. Oh.
I was taking those a while ago.
I know.
Not the ones that you're taking.
Oh, because I was going to say mine are fun.
No, yours are probably very fine. Mine were like over the shelf, just good enough to keep the aches and pains down.
Yeah, mine helped me hear color.
Hear? Yes, I hear purple.
Yeah.
It sounds an awful lot like quack. What?
That's a possibility.
I am Groot! So, speaking of in general, I'm looking at the year to come. And, you know, I'm kind of psychotic, so I look at these things. I look at the future and I say, ooh, tasty? Not so much tasty. Ooh, really tasty. What the hell were you thinking when you did this?
We're not talking twerking, are we?
Not yet, because some people should do that, it's okay, and then some people should not. Miley is one of those people who should not.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot of should nots.
Yeah. There's a lot of should not things Miley should not be doing. And, well, far be it from me to judge somebody's choices in life. I'm really not going to be the person that says, you cannot do a thing because that thing is just wrong. You can do that thing if you want, but I'm going to laugh my arse off at you because that's just dumb looking. And then I'll move on.
This is true.
Because I don't need that kind of stress. It is not anything I need in my life. I will give good stress in my life, and I will give good stress to other people. Because I like to stress people out. In a good way. Push boundaries. open doors. I open doors for people. I hit them, and they walk through the door, and thereafter, they are good people. I guess. I don't know.
When you hit them with the door.
I hit them with a stick.
Oh, I was hoping it was a stick, because I was I heard that as you hit them with the door.
Oh, yeah. Well, door, stick, it's all the same thing. It's all going and coming and going.
Well, yeah. But it is true. It is, as long as it's not a revolving door.
Oh, revolving doors are the best, man. You get those going up to speed, you go... And they fly. Yes. Not like an eagle, just fly.
They do, and you get it. It's fun when you get somebody stuck in there, and they can't get out.
Yeah. Then they try to put their fingers on it, goes, and they have no more fingers. Taste the finger food.
Yeah, well, it makes room for finger sandwiches.
Yes, I've never had a finger sandwich, and I can probably safely say I never will. But I have had finger foods. Finger foods is tasty foods.
Wait, you're a zombie, and you haven't had finger sandwiches?
Why would I have finger sandwiches? I have finger foods. I just eat the fingers.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, sometimes bread complements the meal.
I like bread. I like honey. I like the butter. But all this other crap that everybody throws onto their sandwiches? No, not for me. I am not doing lettuce. I am not doing pickles. I am not doing mustard. Screw the mustard.
You could do pickles.
I will not touch pickles. Pickles has this particular scent that makes me say, "Ew! What the hell died in that?" I'm not joking. I smell pickles from 15 feet away. I will throw up.
Is right. All it is vinegar.
No, the vinegar I don't mind, but the vinegar curing the pickles makes me want to hurl. I can't stand pickles.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, man, dude, there's stuff like all the stuff that everybody seems to want to put on their sandwiches. Lettuce, all of the olives, all of tomatoes, all that stuff. Just the pure scent of it drives me up the wall. I can't stand it.
What about bacon?
Bacon? I will have bacon on anything. I will have bacon on its own. I will eat bacon until bacon is no longer available to bacon.
Now, wait. Is that bacon or Canadian bacon?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
On both counts. But what it is not is bacon bits, because that's just wrong, evil, and disgusting.
Oh, come on. Bacon bits are great.
No. They taste like... Okay, you know what? They taste like hoofs ground up in salt.
You know, bacon bits aren't really bacon, right?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I don't like bacon bits. They don't even taste like bacon. They taste like bacon-esque. It's like, disgusting.
The only good thing about bacon and Canadian bacon is they come from the same animal.
Yes. Ham is good. And I know you guys like to make fun of the whole Canadian bacon thing, the back bacon thing. It's good. If you ever get a good, solid, really well-done back bacon sandwich, it's awesome. It's pure fat and gristle and grease and yummy in my belly.
Okay, now see, I can do some of that, but... with all the extra fat and see, you want that gag factor, there it is. I can't do that.
Yeah, it's definitely not the product to be consuming if one has to maintain a limited fat intake content.
Actually,
I don't have that problem though.
Yeah, right. Actually, per diets, bacon is not a bad thing for your body. It actually tells your body what's fat. And you know, with the right combinations of food, it'll also tell your body what to burn off.
True. And one of the things I think a lot of people keep getting into their diets is, no, you got to cut down cholesterol. You got to cut down fat. You got to cut down. It's like, dudes, where do you think amino acids come from? And your body needs those things to be able to continue to metastasize, whatever word you want to use that's meta, to break down food. I mean, without that stuff, you don't break down food. You just pass it through. And it's like, ew, I just rented that. I didn't really, I wanted to keep that. No, it's gone away. Yeah. To be as disgusting as possible about it.
You know, the one thing that gets me, and I love this because everybody's like, I got to do this diet. I use the Atkins diet as an example, and it tells you to cut out a lot of foods.
Yeah.
Your body goes into a shock.
Exactly. And all that does is tell your body's like, oh my God, you got rid of this. Now what are we going to do? We're going to have to save up all the... So what do? You end up eating smaller amounts of food, but you store more of it.
Yep, exactly.
what you need to do is you just need to moderate what your diet is. Just, okay. My thing is, if I wanted to drop 10, 15 pounds in a couple of months, all I got to do is stop eating French fries. That's it. It's the only thing I'd have to pull out of my diet.
Really?
Yeah, I've done it before. Actually, my French fry consumption is much less than it used to be. But when I have a high metabolism, I burn fuel well. I would eat junk food like you wouldn't believe. Everybody looks at me when I'm eating lunch. It's like, what the hell are you eating? I'm eating all that. Holy crap. Yeah, I'm hungry. I'm eating that. But you're still skinny. Well, I'm not skinny anymore, but I used to be. It's my body burns it. That's what it does. When I've gotten into a slower pace, because now I do more office work than I used to do in the warehouse, I don't burn as fast.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. All you need to do is moderate, increase your activity, and then decrease some measure of foods, not everything.
Well, you know, and I was saying this, I don't remember whose show it was. We were talking a little bit. You know the Happy Meals at McDonald's?
Yes.
Okay. You know the portion size that it is?
Never ate them.
Well, you don't have to, but I mean, if you've ever seen it, it's this little tiny burger and maybe a small order of fries or some kind of vegetable and a small drink.
Okay. And,
okay. Well, those portion size, the size of that meal is actually what a grown adult's supposed to eat per meal.
Yep. But you're also supposed to eat like four meals a day.
Yes. And have snacks in between.
Exactly.
What you're doing is you're keeping your metabolism going, constantly. So it says, oh, we don't need to store up food. We need to get rid of it.
Yes, you need to burn. You need to consume and burn. That's actually one of the things that is said by some people, is instead of just eating, I unfortunately am not the norm. I eat one big meal and that's it.
But if you got a high metabolism already,
yeah,
it's going to work right away. Some people don't have that advantage, and so they have to work even harder.
Yeah. So this is what I notice is that, here's the thing. Here's a trick from me, the zombie, for everybody else out there. If you've got a long drive going on, you're driving very long, you know you're going to get tired, bring a bag of potato chips. As you're eating, your body starts staying awake to eat, to consume.
See, that happens to me when I do the when I'm driving. I chew on sunflower seeds.
It doesn't matter what you're chewing on, as long as you're eating something or throwing something in your mouth and your body's trying to process it. Your body actually says, "Oh, hey, I have to stay awake now." It doesn't want you to go to sleep yet.
Yeah, which I like that.
But
way to do.
What's bad is if you try eating and then going to sleep, because now your body's saying, "Oh, rest mode." Okay, all that crap you just ate, straight to fat.
Yep.
That's what your body does.
And that's why it's never good to eat a big meal before you go to bed.
Yeah, you're supposed to like be a couple of hours, 3 hours, whatever, before. I usually eat my last meal at 6 o'clock if I'm going to eat anything. 7 o'clock at the latest, 8, 9, whatever. But then I go to bed at 12, so it's like I've got several hours to metabolize.
Right.
But I see people go and eat food and then go to sleep. It's like, what the? No wonder you're like that.
Yeah. Well, even at that, though, you have to remember you can't eat like a huge meal. Actually, the way it's described is you're supposed to eat backwards. A huge meal for breakfast, a medium-sized meal for lunch, and a small meal for dinner.
I have a question here before we go any further.
Uh-huh.
What the hell did we do in talking health food?
I have no idea. You started...
Like, dude, seriously, this is not Nina's show. I will eat bacon, for crying out loud, because I like bacon.
Bacon's good.
Bacon makes me happy, which therefore means I am happy, and if I am happy, therefore my body is doing well. Yada, 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 yada. Bam, boom, boom, boom.
Where were we?
We're going back to, what did you watch in the last little while? Well, in the last couple of weeks, I have not had an opportunity to watch much of anything except this weekend when I watched a BBC miniseries called In the Flesh.
Ooh.
Interesting concept and take on the whole zombie story.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's set 4 years after the zombie outbreak, and they have now found a cure for zombies. So millions of people, all those people who became affected with the zombie virus, they have been cured. They are now known as PDS sufferers, partially deceased sufferers. I love that. It's just hilarious. Partially deceased. Huh.
Huh.
Not quite living, not quite dead. Oh, okay. Oh, wait, zombies. Oh, yeah, gotcha. So, fun stuff. But the story focuses on this one young kid who, he died. He became a zombie. Mm-hmm. He's cured. Now he's back home in this tiny little town that's not very tolerant of zombies because, oh, guess what? The zombies killed a lot of people, so people still have some resentment about all that. And the whole story revolves around, well, how does he, the kids, handle that? How do his parents handle bringing him back home? How does the little town deal with it? It's like, this is pretty cool.
Huh.
It's a neat little story, but it's only like 3 hours long. It's 3 one-hour episodes. And it's BBC, so for us American, North American types, getting over the accent at the beginning is a little fun. What the hell did he just say? I don't know. It said something like about this in the boot in the car. What? Right. Okay.
I have not had that problem, thank God.
Oh, I don't have that problem. I generally understand British accents quite quickly. But it is fairly thick on some of the people in this movie, or in this miniseries.
Right.
But it was fun. But yeah, other than that, I haven't had opportunity to watch much of anything in the last 2 weeks because, oh, well, hey, inventory. Oh, well, hey, new software system. Oh, well, hey, mega deathly flu cold curse thingy blah, whatever.
Right.
But that's it. What'd you watch? I heard you watch some stuff.
I did. I saw some interesting movies this week. I guess it was this week, yeah. I actually saw the Arnold Schwarzenegger's movie, you know, his return to film, The Last Stand.
You mean his second return to film?
Yeah. All right. See.
The Expendables.
Well, yeah, The Expendables, okay. Yes, I mean, as a solo...
you mean as his whole own movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We'll go with that. We'll go with that, and then we'll move along. You enjoyed it.
It was good. It was a lot different than I expected. I was really kind of expecting the moments of, like, Terminator or something to break out.
I'll be back.
Yeah, and it did not go that way. It really shocked me that it didn't go that way. It was, they held to the story, which was pretty interesting. And, you know, I mean, there was some, now if you're a car lover, I will say this, if you are a car lover, you will love this particular vehicle they use in there. They kind of show off a new Corvette that, wow, this guy is just ripping up some damage in there. But, Schwarzenegger pulls off the role of who he's supposed to be instead of this...
So what you're saying is he expanded his depth of acting capability.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't okay. The robot you're typically used to seeing.
Okay.
So, but they did a really good job. I was really impressed with it. You know, it came together really good. It was... it's worth seeing. I would put it up there on the worth seeing list. Even worth buying, you know, in the $5 bin.
Okay, I'll consider it. As I have not yet actually seen this movie, so I don't know.
It wasn't bad. It's on Netflix, so, you know, people can go check it out. So if you have a Netflix account, you know, go check it out. Another one that came in this week on Netflix, believe it or not, was the new Hansel and Gretel movie, Witch
It's
Hunters.
Not that new.
Well, you know what I mean.
It's been out for a year, year
it's
and a half.
It's been out for a while, but a lot of people forgot about it.
I did not forget about it.
Well, there was this other one that came out, and it was like Hansel and Gretel half-baked or something like that.
No, I'm sorry. You see a movie like Hansel and Gretel, and she's wearing tight leather? Dude, it sticks out in my mind.
You know, she does not wear that throughout the whole show.
Not the whole movie, but that's enough. It's all in all of the ad shots. Like, okay, I'll watch this.
Yeah.
And I watched it. It's like, okay, it's not terrible.
Well, the action wasn't the way they made it out to be in the previews.
Exactly.
However, you know, it does get you going. And then there's a twist in the storyline, and you're like, I kind of saw that. You know? you knew it was coming. But this is the one with Jeremy Renner, and a lot of people aren't. It seems like a lot of people aren't fans of his acting. He pulled off the role pretty well, I thought.
He did okay. Like, I don't think he did a terrible role. I mean, I think his action sequences were fine, and the acting and dialogue was fine. It was just the movie overall was kind of, I've seen this one done a couple of times already.
Yeah, they've had spoofs of it and stuff, but I don't know. If you like that sci-fi type film, which I'm sorry, I do kind of like that sci-fi type film. I would put it in the $5 bucket.
Yeah, no, Hansel and Gretel for me was definitely in the $5 bucket.
Yeah.
I saw it on the cheap. It's like, okay, I ain't paying a lot to see this movie. I'm going to watch this. I'm glad I didn't pay a lot of money to watch this movie. Because I originally really wanted to see it when it came out right off the bat. And I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, it's,
it's not a bad movie. It's just, not a great movie.
Paid, you know, top dollar to go and watch it. Honestly, I wouldn't have. However, you know, getting the chance to see it on Netflix, you know, where you're only paying your monthly dues, that would be more to a point to say, okay, I add it or not add it to my collection. So
my
probable choice, it'll stay on Netflix. Jack the Giant Slayer. You know what? I'm not sure if that actually hits Netflix yet. There is another version.
It should have hit Netflix by now. That's a year old.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up right now.
The movie's not bad. It's fun. Jack showed up.
There is another version of that.
There's several versions of that.
Well, one of them was a British version.
The British version is actually really good.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. I really liked it.
The American one was like, I liked some of it, but the rest of it was very, very YA-ish.
All right. Jack the Giant Slayer is not available on... Yeah. But
your Netflix just sucks.
Apparently. But Jack the Giant Killer... is on Netflix.
Oh, not to be confused with Axe Giant Wrath of something, which I watched, which is a horrible movie, but funny as hell.
Oh, God, I'm looking at it right now. Wrath of Paul Bunyan?
Yeah, that's it! Funny, bad, 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 stupid movie. It has, what the hell's his name? Martin Sheen's brother or uncle in it.
Joe Estevez,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's the crazy old dude. And it's funny, but it's bad. It's like, take every single horror trope you ever had that was really bad and then throw it into this movie. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I see a couple I might take a look at. There is one, let me ask you about this one, because I'm not too fond of this actor. Especially after a comment he made, which put a lot of people up in arms. But Jack Reacher.
Is that the one with Cruise?
Yeah, that's the one with Cruise.
I was surprised at how I did not hate that movie.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It's a strong action. Go get 'em! What the heck's going on? Revenge, dirty politics, corruption, cop story type thing. It's really it's not a bad movie. It's I was surprised. I actually believed Cruise in his role. There's one scene which I really really liked. I'll give you it a bit. It's not really giving away anything in the story. You know he's supposed to be a badass fighter, so that's part of the main crux of the movie. He's right. In a bar. He's approached by a chick. And she's a chick. She's not a woman. She's a chick. So that we don't get into the whole feminist thing going on there. She's basically trying to pick him up on a date and whatever else. And he says, I'm not going to happen. And she gets all offended. And guy comes over and they start picking on Jack, and Jack says, do you want to guys take this outside? Because this is not a really good place to do this in here. So, yeah, they're all going outside, and they're going to have the little fights, five guys against him, and he basically flat out says, well, we can do this one of two ways. One, I can just leave, nobody gets hurt. Or two, I can beat the crap out of all of you, and you're all blah, whatever. And the guy's like, oh, come on, there's five of us. It's like, well, yeah, but usually in situations like this, one guy makes his first move. I can take him out easy. Second guy pulls up, no problem as well. And the other three, they just take off afterwards. It's like, oh, pff. And then that's exactly what he does. Takes first guy out, takes the second guy out, the other three take off.
Oh, man.
It was funny. It was actually, that's actually funny. I really would not have believed Cruz to be able to do that kind of delivery.
I'll have to watch it then.
Yeah, it's worth watching. It's better than Hansel and Gretel, because Hansel and Gretel is campy, but Reacher was it was a believable story. I mean, you could see where the story was developing. You could see growth in the characters. You could see an actual backbone to a story, and you feel bad for some people. You feel good for some people, and it just it's surprisingly enough a worthwhile watching story.
Now, I will say, I didn't think Hansel and Gretel was campy. What I got was, it was somebody trying to pull off a Van Helsing. That's what it looked like they were trying to pull off.
Van Helsing was campy.
Oh, I don't know. I liked Van Helsing.
I liked Van Helsing, too. But it was still campy. I mean, campy is about... Oh, I got the cops coming. Campy is just really, I don't know, it doesn't take itself seriously. I mean, you can't look at a movie like Hansel and Gretel and see the way that they were dressed up and what they were doing. Oh, they've got crossbows with steampunk strength, and they're doing Matrix-style flips in the air, and they've got an axe that cuts the one guy in half and stuff like that. No, none of that stuff real. It's all, hey, we're having fun with this. It makes it look good. That's campy.
Okay.
At least in my book.
I can see that. I can agree with that. I mean, that's a Matrix then.
The Assassin movie. I don't know what that one is.
Which
I don't know. Jack just mentioned something in the chat room about the Assassin movie he did with Ray I don't know that one. I'll probably look it up later. Check it out. But yeah, what else you watch? What else? Come on, hit me.
Oh, at World's End.
Love that movie.
It was, I remember last time we were talking about it, and I didn't get to watch it yet, so I watched it that night, actually, and it was really good. I kind of crack up, especially at the very end.
Well, yeah.
Because that's a big twist.
Okay, which World's End are we talking about? We're talking about the... British one, right?
Yeah, the one with, I can't think of his name.
Oh, the guy's from, you got a little bit of red on you.
Yeah, the one from Shaun of the Dead.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one. Hilarious. As I've explained that one to everybody who watches this movie, okay, first half of the movie is boring as piss. It's really about a drunken alcoholic guy trying to get the gang back again for one last hurrah, and it's really kind of sad looking. This guy's got, like, no life. You know he's got no life. And then, bam, right in the middle of the movie takes off. It's, like, funny as hell.
Yeah, once the action starts, it's nonstop.
Once he kills that guy in the bathroom, hilarious. And I won't say any more. Yeah. Because that's the kind of movie where you don't want to spoil any of it, because the fun is finding out. It's like, what? Say, whoa!
You have to be willing to sit through that first half, though.
Exactly. And that's what I keep telling everybody. The movie, the first half an hour, is really, it's just this sad, emotional, human drama thing. People are going through their lives. They really don't know what, they're all messed up. And this guy is just... Nobody can trust him, believe him, because he's a drunken alcoholic trying to bring... And no, he's still a drunken alcoholic, etc. And then, bam, fun. So that's how I describe that movie, every single time.
Yeah, it's perfect description. I, I, I think it's the best description yet.
Because everything else after that middle part is like, whoa, left field much? Yeah. Now, yep. Mind you, I overhyped that a little bit, so some people are going to watch the movie and they're like, that was funny, but not as funny as I thought it would be. That's because I overhyped it for you, man. You shouldn't listen to me when I talk about these things. Oh, I haven't seen Where the Millers. Keenan just mentioned that in the chat room.
I haven't seen that yet. To rent that, actually, it looks hilarious. This is the one where I can't think of her name. Jennifer Aniston.
That's the one.
Yeah, that she's a stripper. And the storyline is basically this guy, he does drugs or something, marijuana, and he gets this offer to move this shipment of marijuana from Mexico into the United States. However, he realizes if he goes as a single person, they're going to bust him. So he has to put together a family to be able to do this. It's really cool because they get this klepto daughter, and they get this hacker of a son, and then her as a stripper, and they have to do this together. And that's all I know. I know a little bit more, but
we have to do a small public service announcement based on that. Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. Don't do them.
Unless they're pain pills and you're in a lot of pain and your doctor says take them.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. What else have you seen?
I think that about fits the list. I mean, most everything else is just kind of playing catch-up reruns. I did watch the final episode of Doctor Who.
Oh, don't tell me anything. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, well, I will say Capaldi's entrance.
Not your cup of tea? Not your cup of tea?
I was disappointed.
Not your cup of tea?
I don't know if it's my cup of tea. I mean, they might, by what I'm being told, they're going to bring him into a different type of aspect. But there was one thing, and this is for all you Whovians out there that maybe somebody can give me some kind of explanation. From what I understand, the Doctor is actually supposed to be younger each time.
Not 100% on that. They could be changing that with the new series.
Twist, didn't he?
But the older series, he was younger, older, younger, older, younger, older. It was pretty random.
See, so I'm not sure then.
Don't know. Can't say that when they went from Christopher Eccleston to the other guy and then to the other guy after that, they got younger. Or think, what's-his-face, the black guy was a little older than Eccleston, but I don't know.
There was Eccleston, there was David Tennant, and then Matt Smith.
Yeah.
So, and now we're going Capaldi, and...
Isn't he older?
He is older?
Yeah, he strikes me as being older. Much older.
Now, I did see something else, and I'm kind of curious about it. I don't know if you watched the BBC's Sherlock Holmes.
No.
Oh, I watched the first two seasons, and sorry, I got addicted.
Okay. I have zero time to add new shows on, even though I have about 40 different TV series seasons up there to watch.
Well, let's put it like this. It's only 6 episodes.
Yeah, that's fine. I watched In the Flesh. It only had 3 episodes. I get stuff up there I haven't watched yet, and it's like I've had it for a year. I mean, come on. Sarah Connor, the Terminator series. I've got both seasons. I still haven't watched them again.
Yeah,
It's got Summer Glau on it, so I got to watch that.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. Well, anyway.
Actually, not bad. I've seen some of the episodes.
As far as what they're saying is Matt Smith is supposed to be making appearances in the new season of Sherlock Holmes. Possibly as Doctor Who.
That would be dumb. The Doctor cannot cross-pollinate other shows. That would be dumb. That's given into American TV style. Stop it.
I don't know how true that is.
Make my brain stop hurting with that information.
Or he is appearing, but not as the Doctor.
I don't think he'll be in as the Doctor.
I do know he's appearing. I just don't know. See, right now the rumor is, and I think it's just because everybody assumes for him being the role of the Doctor, that's what it's going to be. But
nah, I don't want to see the Doctor in it. Nope, that would be wrong. Because how the hell are you going to have the Doctor show up in Sherlock Holmes? Sherlock Holmes can show up in the Doctor because that particular parameter has a set that includes that possibility.
Well,
Sherlock
but then
Holmes
again,
doesn't have that possibility set.
But then again, we know that Sherlock Holmes wasn't a real character either, so if...
What do you mean we don't know Sherlock Holmes is a real character? Of course he's a real character. I met him last Thursday.
Right.
He told me about the ducks. Wait, I already knew about the ducks, but he reminded me about the ducks.
Uh-huh. What about the hounds?
The hounds, they don't care. They're in the woods. They're fine.
So?
Hmm?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
So, but you know what?
It's that time?
Yeah!
It's that time.
I think so.
Shall I press the magic button?
Press the button! I don't know about anybody else in the chat room or elsewise, or apparently we get listened to by a number of people in various other places too, and that's really cool and spiffy, but I'm ready to go, and that was Republica, and I love that lady's voice. She's very, I like her.
Coffee?
No coffee.
Oh.
Coca-Cola. Sody Pop, or as they say, some people say. I hear you guys have this thing about trying to describe soda pop, or pop in general. What do you guys call it? And by what, you guys, I mean Americans.
Whatever it is. If it's a Coke, I'll call it a Coke. If it's a Pepsi, I'll call it a Pepsi. If it's 7-Up. Oh,
what's Pepsi?
Pepsi's the competitor to Coke.
No, there's no such thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. There is a huge flavor difference, but yeah.
They okay.
The competitor.
I'm glad we got that out of the way.
However, I got to be careful because they could be a sponsor. Pepsi! Yeah, they're a wonderful product.
Okay, don't make me laugh.
Anywho, but no, I will give you this, though. Pepsi does carry a product I totally love.
Pizza Hut?
Mountain Dew.
Yes, Mountain Dew. We do like the Mountain Dew.
Yes, do
they do? And unfortunately, Coke does have a product that I also like that Pepsi does not have.
What's that?
Ginger ale. Schweppes.
Good too, yeah.
Schweppes Effervescence. Ginger ale.
He actually made that, though.
Huh?
I didn't know Coke made that one.
Well, it's owned. It's not necessarily bottled by their plants, I guess, but it's owned by them or whatever.
Now, here's a question. When you're talking Coke,
yes.
Can or the Mexican bottled Coke?
I prefer the bottled Coke. I actually, to be quite honest, glass bottled cola, best. Plastic bottled cola, second best. Cans, third best. Fountain pop, only if there's no other option.
Yeah, I can understand the no other option. But do you know what the difference is between the Mexican bottled Coke?
Sugar cane!
Exactly. And boy, does it make a difference.
Oh, hell yes, it does. It used to still be made with real sugar here in Canada and in the States for a while, too. Up until, what, the 90s or something like this?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that was like, that was good Coca-Cola. That was a tasty, tasty beverage from heaven.
Yes, it was. And Dr. Pepper used to be the same way. And I tried both versions. And do you know you can't tell the difference?
I can always tell the difference.
On Dr. Pepper, no.
Oh, yes, I can.
It's prune juice, bro. It's not going to matter either.
Oh, Dr. Pepper. No, I don't drink Dr. Pepper. On Coke, I can tell the difference between Coke and Pepper.
Yeah, well, I love when people say, oh, I've done the taste testing. Coke and Pepsi taste the same.
They don't. They most certainly do not taste the same.
Nowhere close.
And if somebody does believe that they taste the same, they have terrible taste buds. And they probably eat hot peppers and spices and stuff on their burgers like pickles. What the hell's with pickles? Come on, people. Pickles are disgusting.
Pickles are delicious.
No, they're disgusting. They're gross little vegetative little animalmorphic little creature things that have been dunked in vinegar, and they're like, ew, they smell like
you're not
poop looking, feet.
You're not looking at it right.
I don't have to look at it. I smell it.
You're a zombie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if your prey eats the healthy food, what is your food going to be?
I don't care. I don't need to eat healthy food.
Yeah, but at least
it can be rotting, half-dead food, and as long as it's moving, it's good to go.
Oh, okay.
We are not discriminate. We, the zombie nation, is the only nation in the entire world which does not discriminate against any form of any kind of social, physical, or completely weird, diagrammatical-type environment. We will eat everyone.
Well, now, I have a problem, because I noticed, and this explains why Pam disappeared from the network for a while, you and her are in cahoots on a zombie outbreak.
I ain't in cahoots. She's just finally chosen the right path.
No, I saw if there is no coffee for her, thus begins the zombie outbreak.
Well, from her point of view, yeah. But her zombies are decaffeinated, light figures. My zombies are, we'll eat you moving.
Ah, okay. Zombies, decaffeinated people, they move slower.
Exactly. That's why they're going to be easy pickings for us. See, that's what we're doing to you people. We're getting you all hooked on your caffeinated beverages, all of your little bits and pieces of stuff that make your life pleasant and happy and whatever. And now all of a sudden, you're going to turn that switch off and go click. And then you're all going to get frazzled and not know what to do. And bam! There's part of the apocalypse right there. Just pure chaos. Roar! I'm just saying.
I might have to keep an eye out for that.
This is what I keep telling everybody. You want to keep the apocalypse at bay, just make sure the zombies are fed on a good, coffin, steady diet of cookies. That is the only thing that's keeping the zombies at bay. The only thing. Absolute be-all, end-all, only thing keeping the apocalypse from moving that one step closer to, oh, that's right, kiss your ass goodbye, because we're taking it.
We're so, going to eat it. So you don't want the healthy ones.
We don't care about the healthy ones any more than we care about the healthy ones. Well, they're all good for us.
That's not what I got, because you said if they were fat and slow, those are the good pickings.
Those are the easy pickings.
Well, aren't the easy pickings the good pickings?
No. It's all good.
Oh, okay.
This is the thing. It's like people are like bacon.
Bacon.
Good on everything. Good with everything. Good on its own. Good with more stuff. However, except for vegetable matter, that's just wrong. Bacon does not work well with vegetable matter. I'm sorry. Works okay with a bun. Works okay with butter.
Uh-huh.
Works okay with more bacon.
Bacon.
Works great with chicken. Works really awesome with cheese and beef, too.
Yes.
Hey, Randy's offering up Girl Guide cookies, and Jack is offering up Keebler Elves. Awesome. Oh, wait, he's offering up their cookies.
His last line of defense.
Well, yeah. Oh, did you ever see the little video clip of the Keebler Elves defending the forest from the Cookie Monster?
No,
Yeah, look it up. Keebler Elves and Cookie Monster. It's a whole little 5-minute clip thing where the Keebler Elves are defending the thing from the Cookie Monster. Then they kill the Cookie Monster, and then the mother of the Cookie Monster sues the Keebler Elves. It's hilarious.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
Yeah, I saw that a while ago. I was like, that's some really well thought out funny stuff.
Wow. Now let me ask you a question. You're the big comic book man.
I didn't do it.
No?
Okay, maybe I did. I don't know. What is it?
Well, you know the game, the card game Magic the Gathering, right?
I am aware of the game, yes.
You heard that they got a movie coming out, and this is according to 20th Century Fox.
Yeah, but who listens to them?
Well, I mean, they put out Harry Potter and the Lord of the Rings.
No. Lord of the Rings was put out by Peter Jackson. Harry Potter was put out by some guy.
Oh, they directed it, but they have to have a distributor, and the distributor is 20th Century Fox.
Yeah. We just put up with 20th Century Fox.
I've been working on my film too much to know all that crap. Anyway, but according to this, just broke out today, is that 20th Century Fox has acquired the screen rights to the movie Magic the Gathering. Now, I find this interesting that they're coming out with this because we were saying pre-show here that Industrial Light and Magic is actually doing the upcoming film, World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Well, do you want my honest opinion about Hollywood and movie making?
I think I've heard it before, but yeah, let's go for it.
Basically, they suck. They're unoriginal, unimaginative. They keep taking retreads, retried, redo, reboot, regurgitate, re-blah. And it's hurting my brain. Lord of the Rings, great movie. I love it a lot. the only reason it got made is because one guy, Peter Jackson, wanted to make this movie so badly that he invested all of his time, all of his efforts into getting it done. That's the only reason the movie was made the way it was done, is because he did it. A couple of other movies that do real well, that are really well done, the only reason they're being done well is because somebody is pushing to get that done. The rest of the movies that get put out there in Hollywood land, they're average. They're not fantastic. They don't grab you in any way. They don't grab your throat and make you go, "This is awesome!" They basically are, for lack of a better thing, they're throwing a couple of eggs in the air and hoping that they shatter in the right way. And, oh, hey, look, art. No.
I might call that Magic the Gathering would be a flop. However, I'm going to put it out there, and yeah, I'll take the flack if I'm wrong, but I don't think I will be. I think World of Warcraft movie will be a hit and probably a record-breaking movie.
I don't think it will be.
Well, let's look at how many people love the game and how addicting it is. And yes, I'm one of those people, sorry. But if what I've read so far is true, the way they're going with it. Yeah, I mean, think about Industrial Light. What is it?
ILM.
Yeah,
they do everything now as far as the special effects stuff.
Right, but let's think about some of the ones that they've done. Star Wars, to be one of the best examples. And they redid the older versions of Star Wars, and a lot of people loved the remade versions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, going at that, and then we look at the game itself, which had at one point over 14 million subscribers.
Okay, now would you like to see the movies that they did that didn't do so well?
Okay.
Along Came Polly. Oedipus.
I liked Along Came Polly.
Might like the movies, but they're not big things. K-19, The Widowmaker. Imposter. I don't even remember that movie.
I don't remember that one either.
The Pledge, Sweet November, Pearl Harbor, Space Cowboys, oh God. The Perfect Storm, hate that movie. Now,
I will say, wait a second, I hated the movie too. I hated The Perfect Storm, but you know what?
Snow Falling on Cedars.
Huh? What the heck was that?
They're the special effects company for that movie.
I don't know that one.
The Dig, not a really great movie, but whatever.
Yeah.
Village of the Casper and Congo, Indian in the Cupboard, The American President. They've got, to their credits.
Wait, the American President?
Over 323 movies.
The American President, the one with Michael Douglas?
Yes. Now, mind you, don't get me wrong. There is a lot of movies on this list that are really, really good. I love a lot of these movies, like The Dark Crystal. Dragon Slayer, odd movie, but I liked it. Yeah. A bunch of other movies in there. The Never Ending Story. They did Never Ending Story, for crying out loud.
That was a good movie.
I hate that movie.
It was okay. For its time, it was okay.
Yeah, but it was too... What's the word I want to say? Squishy.
No, it was a children's movie. I mean,
that's why. I've never been into children's movies.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to be diverse to be able to say, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you're not, don't get me wrong, but I mean, you'd have to be able to like children's movies. See, we think Ghostbusters is a children's movie, but it really was never.
It's not a children's movie. Ghostbusters is an awesome movie.
See?
It's not a children's movie. It's an adult's movie, like Shrek is. Shrek is a dual-layer movie. Works on two levels. Talks to the kids. Fun. Yay. Happy. Look, green guy. Talks to the adults. Oh, my God. Did you just see what they just said? They said something naughty.
You know what I love is, Mythbusters actually tried to make candles out of earwax.
You should be able to do it if you press it right.
No, they busted it.
Yeah, right.
They did.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you gotta go back. Look at the episodes.
By the way, what are candles originally made from?
Not earwax, but no. They are wax.
No, not wax. Fat.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Specifically, even human fat.
Really? I am never burning another candle again, thank you.
No, candles nowadays are not made with fat at all. But okay. The really nasty candles back in the old days, yeah, they use human fat because it was an easily and readily available. Mind you, that's not what most of the candles were made from. They were made from beef fat and pork fat and whatever. But
yeah, because if I burn another candle and I'm just gonna have to look and see what fat bastard this candle was named after.
Hey, now I saw that movie. I love that movie. But yes, that's my thing about Hollywood. Hollywood does not seem to have an original idea in its head. A Magic the Gathering movie as a tie-in strikes me as being a ploy by the game company that puts the game out to try and resurrect the game. The game is not doing well at the stores. It does not sell anymore. It has no life anymore because there's nothing going on. They still have the contests, they still have the tournaments and whatever, but you never hear about them anymore. There's no buzz.
No, I agree with you. And
same thing with World of Warcraft. You don't hear about it anymore. It is not in the news.
As it is in the news because they just came out with another game that's still related to their game, which is a card game called Hearthstone.
Yeah, they tried that before too.
Well, but
it failed miserably.
Well, this one's working.
Well, I mean, I can't say it's working too well because I've not seen it.
Well, but what I'm thinking is it's not hitting the market the way they want to because they're not focusing totally on it like they should.
Right.
Magic the Gathering, that company focused on that card game.
That company went out of business.
Well, but that's...
And then sold it to a company, and then that company sold it to another company.
Yeah, but at one time it was a... mega-million-dollar company. So.
Oh, yeah, but that's because at that time, that company was just focused on that product. They had no other product offering out there. They were just Magic the Gathering. That's it. Oh, which and Vampire the Masquerade.
When you diverse away from it.
No, they didn't diverse away from it. They got too... the word's escaping me here. They got too strong as a product that they couldn't keep up with the user base's desire to make it something better, bigger, better. They just couldn't. It just went too fast for them. And they were stuck with a situation where they just couldn't deal with that. And then they expanded into a larger company. Another company bought them out and took them over. And they did not care as much about the product, so it just did not get the same kind of love and treatment that the original company had for it.
Well, that's true. It never did get its love and treatment. When they changed it up, you watched it start to take its nosedive. And I will say World of Warcraft is taking its nosedive now because of other games such as Guild Wars and so forth.
Yeah, but, any gaming community thing is always going to keep changing. If you can't evolve with it, it dies.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm curious World of Warcraft is coming out with a new expansion. It's kind of going back to basics, and I'm curious. I'm curious if this is going to be their reviving point or their dying point, because they're there. They're at that point. It's either sink or swim, I think, is what this next expansion is going to decide.
I am trying to remember the name of this game. I can't remember what it was. Battletech. Battletech? I think it was Battletech.
Yeah, I remember something like that, yeah.
Okay, so this game was and did revolutionize MUDs, the multi-user domain games. They were creating not only the game and the online community thing, they were creating places where you could go and play the game, Sony's Palladium's game stations. But you would go to this store, whatever, it's basically a large arcade, huge, heavy-duty, mega-tech type thing, and you would get into the game space, and you would play this game with anybody in the world connected into the thing. And they spent they spent a lot of money on it. And it was supposed to be the cool thing. What happened to them in a year? Disappeared. Like I said, I can't even remember the name of the game, but it was the coolest thing in the world that was coming out. They were building play spaces where you could go rent time in the machine and play this game for hours.
Cool.
And it was meant to be live so that even though you spend time off, like you stop playing the game for, the world was still going through, like World of Warcraft does.
Nice.
I can't remember the name. I think it was Battletech.
Speaking of time.
Yes, I see that. We're about to end the show now. So, hey, everybody, thanks for coming out and playing with us. Coming up next is Free Pie, Mr. EW. Hey, the guy that I'm talking to right now has got some gentleman named Scott Etter coming on. And then after that, Mental Candy, where Joan and Bobby are kicking it.
Bobby! Yeah, if you guys love 80s music, they got it tonight. You don't want to miss that show. So, anywho, on that note, I guess it's time to roll that beautiful bean footage.
Yeah! Have fun, kids!
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.